Good morning again. I have four friends here that I know very, very well because we're BFFs, right? Yep. And I know them so well, and I want you to get to know them well too, because they are four of our 255 adventurers this year, and they are going to be presenting our sermon today. I'm going to ask my friends up here. We're going to go to voice level zero. Ready? Okay, thank you. All right. Ma'am, can you tell us what your name is?
Sloan Lewis.
Sloan Lewis. And how old are you, Sloan?
10.
10 years old. Okay, Sloan, think back. You've been an adventurer for a long time. What was your very favorite honor that you ever learned?
The fire safety honor.
Fire safety, that's important. We all need to know fire safety. And what did you learn in your fire safety honor?
To stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. No running, right?
Nope.
We don't run? Yeah. No, no. All right, very nice. Anybody concerned at stop, dropping, and rolling at a certain age? I'm concerned for a hip. You don't have to worry. You're a long ways from that. So what's something interesting about yourself that you can share?
One interesting thing about myself is that I like arts and crafts.
You like arts and crafts? So like what kind of arts and crafts?
School projects.
School projects. Have any parents been participating in school projects this year? Just me? Oh, I see you. Thank you. All right. And sir?
I'm Corey Ames.
And you are how old?
10.
10. All right. Very nice. Are you sure 10? I want to see your driver's license, because if I take these shoes off, I know you're taller than me. Yeah. So what was your favorite honor, Corey?
I think it was the baking honor.
The baking honor. And you brought all of us treats today, right?
No.
No? Oh, man. All right. Well, what did you bake in your baking honor that you liked?
I think it was a cupcake.
A cupcake. Like chocolate?
No. There was only one flavor.
Vanilla. All right. So what is something interesting about yourself you can share?
I like lots of sports, both watching and playing them.
Oh, what's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
Okay, and what position do you play?
I can play all positions.
All positions. So you really like to cover all your bases. There are bases in soccer, right?
No.
No, there's not. There's bases. No bases. All right. I've got to work on my soccer knowledge. Okay. And, okay, I see you over there. What's your name, ma'am?
Is Nadia Kelly.
Nadia Kelly. And Nadia is 23.
No.
No? What? How old are you?
I'm 10.
I see a pattern. Does anyone else see a pattern? Yes. Very nice. And what was your favorite honor?
My favorite honor was the bug honor.
The bug honor. Okay, Nadia. Can you tell us what your favorite bug is?
My favorite bug was the cockroach.
Miss Rosemarie is trying to get very far away from you right now because she does not like any bugs or reptiles. But you know what? You live in the perfect state to like cockroaches, because we have all different kinds of those kind of bugs here. Some of them even fly. Yes. So that was very interesting about you, but what's something else interesting that you'd like to share?
Something else interesting about me is that I like to cook with my grandma.
You like to bake with your grandma? Oh, I've lost your grandma. Your grandma's here, and she want to raise her hand?
She's not here today.
Oh, she was here this morning.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you like to bake with grandma?
I like to bake pancakes, waffles, and empanadas.
Ooh, is anyone else starving right now? So lunch can't come fast enough. Oh, so yummy. And you brought us all empanadas, right?
No.
I know where you live. I'm going to swing by later. All right. That's super fun. Okay, friend, can you see me way down there? You can see me? All right. What's your name?
Lucas Prieto.
Lucas Prieto. Very nice. All right. And your age?
10.
Okay. So if you put all of you together, that's, you know, I'm not 10, but if you count them all together, you can get an idea where we're going. Starts with a 4, ends with a 4. Thanks, guys. 10, 10, 10, 10. I see how you set this all up. Mm-hmm. So, Lucas, what was your very favorite honor?
I think it's the star honor.
The star honor. So that means you learned about...
Constellations.
Constellations. So you can take us all outside when it's dark and...
No.
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 All right. So no graduation for you until you're ready to point all the constellations out for us.
No.
All right. I'll talk to your dad. We'll work this out. No? Okay. Okay. What is one interesting thing about yourself?
I like building difficult Legos.
You like to do difficult Legos, and that means there are those really thick books with all of those directions in them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I like to buy those and watch you make them, but once I see that book, oof, it's overwhelming. I'm very impressed that you do those big, giant Lego builds. What was your favorite one you ever built?
I think it's the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, wow. That's a big one. Very fun. All right, my friends, does everybody feel like they know a little bit about my BFFs now? Very nice. Okay, Lucas, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Please bow your heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that you give us another day of life and strength. Please give us every possible way to share your love, and please give us strength to preach about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Do you ever realize the importance of light in their lives?
Light allows us to see, understand, and navigate the world around us.
Just like light brightens our world, our actions and attitudes can brighten the lives around us.
What do you think will happen if we shine a light on this Mylar sheet?
Now look up.
Do you see the bright, shimmering patterns on the wall?
The Mylar sheet reflects light because it is smooth and reflective. Throughout this year in Adventures, we have been discovering how we as Christians can use our own lives to shine the light of Jesus. We have an opportunity to reflect His light wherever we go.
This morning, we sang the song, This Little Light of Mine. With each of our lives, we are giving an opportunity and chance to use our lives to make a difference.
The greatest difference we can make is to share the love of Jesus with someone. We can use our light to shine brightly for Him.
In Matthew 5:14 through 16, Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
You are the light of the world. What does light do? A light brings hope. A light brings comfort. A light brings peace and joy.
Like the moon reflects the sun's light, you reflect Jesus. Your life is meant to point to Jesus.
To a better way.
To Jesus' love.
To Jesus' forgiveness.
To the peace that comes from knowing you're going to heaven someday.
You let your light shine with the effort you put in at work or school, with the love you show your children and family, and with the kindness you give strangers, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Have you ever been in a room that was really dark? It can be a little scary, right?
But when someone turns on a light, everything becomes clear, and we can see where we're going.
In the same way, Jesus is saying that we are like little lights in the world. We have the power to bring brightness and love to everyone around us.
Jesus used his own life to share kindness to others. And in sharing that kindness, he reflects his father's love for them.
What does being the light actually mean?
Being the light means doing your best to live each day on purpose and in a way that's pleasing to God. It means showing kindness and compassion to others and yourself.
It's about looking for opportunities to be more like Jesus, to lift others up, and to do the right thing.
It also means working each day to make your light shine brighter and help others discover their light. There are many ways to do this.
In Mark 1:40-45, Jesus heals a man that has leprosy.
You won't see too many lepers around unless, of course, you met some a few weeks ago at Risen.
But leprosy was a super gross skin infection that also affected your lungs and your eyes. As you can imagine, this made people very nervous to be around anyone who had leprosy.
Jesus, however, reached out and touched the man that all others found sick and dirty. He showed his love and acceptance, which helped the man physically and emotionally.
You see, our light doesn't come from us. It comes from Jesus. Where we may fail, Jesus fulfills.
And he comes back to pick us up and says, "I am not done with you yet."
John 8:12 says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
As Christians, we are what Jesus is because he makes us like him. Jesus doesn't say, "Be salt and light." He says, "You are salt and light."
Like a light bulb, you don't stand out because of you. You stand out because of the light that is in you, Jesus Christ. The God who made you and died for you and saved you wants to make you shine for him.
So what are some ways that we can shine our light for Jesus, you might ask?
With a joyful heart, we can seek to serve others in the name of Jesus.
We can use our time and our talents that each of us have been given to make an impact on other people's lives.
Consider joining a ministry and volunteering your time.
We can sometimes think, "I'm nothing special. I am one of billions of people on earth. I don't have a purpose."
That's not true. To God, you're a light shining in the darkness. Jesus wants you to know he has a big purpose for your life.
So what are some ways that we can shine our light for Jesus? Here are some of our friends sharing with us how they shine their light for Jesus.
I pray for Andrew until I see Andrew.
Me too!
I help my mom and dad keep the house.
I hug a friend when they're sad.
Being kind, sticking up for people, and doing a lot of things. You can be nice, you can help someone, you can do a lot of good things.
Another way that we can shine our lights for Jesus is through prayer.
Praying for others allows us to express our love and compassion for others.
Praying for others deepens our relationship with God.
Praying for others builds unity within church community and creates a supportive environment.
Praying for others provides opportunities to witness God's faithfulness.
There is a prayer that we have learned called the five-finger prayer.
Here's a video of some of our friends sharing that prayer now.
Your God is closest to your heart, so pray for your
God.
shine Jesus' light every day is to simply be kind.
By being kind, we can encourage others to shine their lights too.
By being kind, we can help make the world brighter and to share the love of Jesus.
Being kind can look like mowing the grass for a neighbor.
Being kind can look like holding a door for a friend.
Being kind can look like cheering up a friend that may be sad. Here are some of our friends sharing how it makes them feel to shine their lights by being kind.
I feel happy.
I feel good.
I feel happy and excited.
It makes me feel fun inside.
It makes me feel
happy.
It makes me feel
excited. It makes me feel nice. Good, and it makes me feel happy.
It makes you feel like you need someone's life better.
I feel hopeful that they will turn to Jesus.
I hope that they use their light for Jesus too.
It makes me feel joyful.
I feel happy, joyful, cheerful.
Now we want to challenge you.
We have hidden in plain sight hundreds of little Jesus figures.
We challenge you not to keep Jesus for yourself, but share him.
All around campus and on the lobby table in the lobby.
You will find little bags with a little Jesus with a QR code sticker.
The QR code will lead anyone who finds a little Jesus or is given a little Jesus to this video.
Welcome to the Little Jesus Project.
If you are watching this video,
that means you found or was given a little Jesus.
And a little Jesus goes a long way.
And our goal is to help you know a little bit more about Jesus.
So if you need prayer,
or you are looking for community,
or you just want to know people that care about you,
we are here for you.